This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. What's it like to hike the Long Trail? That's the question that our podcast Brave Little State answers in the latest episode. And NVPR's Angela Evansee hosts the show. She joins us now to tell us more about it. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Mitch.
So we say that Brave Little State is people-powered. Let's remind folks, what do we mean by that?
So it basically means that our audience tells us what to do. We ask you what questions you have about Vermont. You tell us, and then instead of handpicking our favorite one, we put those questions back out for a public voting round. So you have the final say about which question we should take on. So our winning question for October came from Eliza Keller. She's a Post Mills native who now lives in Boston.
What is it like to hike the Long Trail? I wonder what motivates people to hike it from end to end. Do people in houses or towns along the trail interact with hikers, and what are those experiences like?
The Long Trail is, of course, the footpath that follows Green Mountain ridgelines from one end of Vermont to the other. And at 272 miles, it's not the longest long-distance trail in the country, though it is the oldest.
And Brave Little State meets several through hikers in this particular episode, but the excerpt we're going to hear now focuses on one hiker in particular. Let's take a listen.
So day one on the Long Trail, and I'm pretty sure I'm not on the Long Trail. This is a pond.
It's August. Alec Fleischer is in the woods outside Bennington, and he's a little lost.
And I've been hiking what looks like an ATV trail for about an hour straight downhill.
Alec is by himself, taking video on his phone.
So, I'm deciding now whether I cut my losses and go back up, or if potentially this is the Long Trail, but I'm not seeing any blazes.
This morning, he started off in Williamstown, Massachusetts, right on the Vermont border, heading north. It's his first day on a trail that he plans to hike for the next 3 weeks, all the way to the Canadian border. That is, if he can get back on it.
So yeah, day one.
A few hours later, a more chipper Alec takes another video.
I have now set up camp for day one. I got a little lost, bit of a bummer, but it's okay. Just threw on some Grateful Dead music, gets me in the right mood. But I found this beautiful campsite tonight.
He pans to a lightweight hammock strung up between two hemlocks next to a river. All is well.
So it's been a long day. I've done about 15 miles. My pack weighed 33 pounds because first day of rations for food. But I'm tired. I'm going to make myself some dinner. Signing off day one. Ecstatic to continue hiking the Long Trail.
We here at Brave Little State sadly could not thru-hike the Long Trail to answer Eliza's question. So we were thrilled to meet Alec Fleischer because he documented his own journey super well.
Hi, day three. Having a great time, but it is raining and rain is in the forecast for a long time.
In every video he takes, Alec is wearing the same blue Under Armour t-shirt. He films himself, then he turns his camera toward the trail. And we can see him moving slowly through what thru-hikers call the Green Tunnel. Just a narrow trail surrounded by dense woods. The occasional tree has a white blaze painted on its bark. That's how Alec knows he's still on the Long Trail. And he pretty much just walks.
It's around noon now, a little later. I don't know, that's about it. Signing off for now.
Alec is 21. He grew up in New York City, and he goes to Middlebury College. He just finished a summer job at the Vermont Agency of Natural Resources, and he's doing this hike before classes start. He's an environmental studies major, and he's clearly loving his time in nature.
Hello. Day five? I think it's day five. So, we're in this spruce forest. I figured out the difference between spruce and fir.
More often than not, though, Alec's Captain Log is about more basic stuff. Things like the weather and how his body feels.
So yesterday, it was drizzling. It was a little cranky. I had 6 blisters on 1 foot. Feel much better now. Hasn't rained yet today, although the forecast is not great.
He talks about his forays off the trail to restock on food.
I needed to go into Manchester Center to resupply anyway, and there was a super cool hostel there. 10 out of 10 recommend, cheap, cool people, ate a ton of food.
Talks a lot about food, actually. He films his dinner while it's cooking.
So I made some beans. They're just cooling off now. It was a boil and bag rice thing.
And he tells stories about strangers giving him food.
Was low on food, so I was about to go to bed hungry, and then there was this Boston College orientation trip, and of course they had extra food, so I begged and it worked. Got some pancakes.
He also tries to psych himself up for hard sections of the trail.
So I am right now south of Mount Abe. That is Mount Abe. Oh wow, that's a hike. Oh man. Okay, I can do it. I can do it easily. It's just work.
And then there are these moments of seeming bliss, usually at the end of the day or on top of a mountain.
I just took a nap here and really, really don't want to leave. It's f***ing gorgeous.
This video shows Alex's legs splayed out on the rocks near Mount Grant. He's got a clear panoramic view.
So it's beautiful temperature. It's warm, sunny, and windy. Man. Heaven.
Oh, that sounds pretty nice. I'd love to be up there right now. That was an excerpt of the latest episode of Brave Little State, reported by VPR's Angela Evansy. The music in that excerpt is by Blue Dot Sessions, and we'll be airing more of that episode tonight at 6 o'clock during All Things Considered.
That's right. You can also listen to the full episode anytime at vpr.net or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have a question you want us to tackle on a future episode of Brave Little State, we'd love to hear about it.
Thanks so much for being here, Angela.
You bet.